Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Former President Trump was indicted by a Manhattan grand jury yesterday and is expected to turn himself in on Tuesday.
The U.S. Secret Service is now working out details with New York authorities about transporting former President Trump to Manhattan to face criminal charges. The law enforcement agency says it's working with state authorities and Trump's lawyers to provide for a safe surrender, and that its role is transportation and personal protection. They are not taking part in Trump's arrest. Trump has released a statement saying he's completely innocent. His lawyers and major Republican figures are calling his indictment a political attack. In New York, I'm Karen Sloan.
Turkey's parliament yesterday approved Finland's NATO membership, clearing the way for the Nordic country to join the alliance. Once it becomes official, it will more than double the length of the alliance's border with Russia, dramatically changing the security landscape in Europe. A federal judge in Texas ruled that employers cannot be required to cover specified preventative health care services under the Affordable Care Act. This could touch more than 150 million Americans on employer-sponsored health plans and could put millions on the hook for services recommended by the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force. There was another train derailment yesterday in Minnesota.
Hundreds of people had to evacuate their Minnesota town after a train hauling ethanol and corn syrup derailed and caught fire early Thursday. Minnesota officials said the BNSF train derailed around 1 a.m. in Raymond, roughly 100 miles west of Minneapolis. BNSF officials said 22 cars derailed, including about 10 carrying ethanol. No injuries were reported. The cause hasn't been determined, but EPA officials said that 4 ethanol cars ruptured and the flammable fuel additive caught fire. I'm Skip Kelly.
Florida okays a bill to carry concealed weapons without a permit. It's awaiting Governor Ron DeSantis' signature. This is USA News.
This is how we do every day. We keep running. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
China's economy is bouncing back. Their services sector reached its highest level in more than a decade this month, a sign that Chinese consumers are starting to spend again. This is powering an economic recovery following the end of almost 3 years of strict COVID-19 controls. The growth represents a promising signal for the global economy, which is depending on Chinese consumers to prop up growth this year, as their counterparts in the United States and Europe continue to struggle with rising interest rates, high inflation, and turmoil in the banking sector. More than 65 million Americans in at least 15 states are in the path of what meteorologists are calling explosive thunderstorms.
The violent weather that will develop today threatens a big swath of the center of the country, including cities like Chicago, St. Louis, Indianapolis, and Little Rock. Forecasters say storms boiling up today and tonight could generate tornadoes, torrential rainfall, hail, and damaging 70 to 80 mile an hour wind gusts. Other cities in the fast-moving storm's line of fire include Detroit, Nashville, and Memphis. I'm Skip Kelly.
A Russian man was sentenced to 2 years in a penal colony on March 28th over an anti-war picture his daughter drew in school. He has reportedly fled house arrest and is on the run. Alexei Moskalyov was found guilty of discrediting the armed forces, an offense Russia introduced soon after its invasion of Ukraine. After nearly a year-long investigation, Alexei was placed under house arrest, and his daughter was sent to a children's home south of Moscow earlier this month. Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you thought it was just a suggestion, right, to get this country back on track. Oh, Lord have mercy. It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Craig Huey is with us. He is the author, political commentator, speaker for the Election Forum, and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, the Huey Report. Craig, good morning to you. I would like to say happy Friday, but this is a rather dark Friday. The thought came to mind, kind of reminded me of the old Tony Campolo prayer. You know, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. And, of course, we're going to remember that in a couple of weeks as we celebrate Easter. But for conservatives and Republicans, this could be that kind of Friday kind of day.
Well, good morning, Bill. It is a very disturbing time. It's a disturbing time throughout America for our freedom, for our justice system. It's something that is really a nightmare for America, not just President Trump. So, everybody, whether they like President Trump or not, has to be disturbed that this whole case has been made up where you have a local district attorney weaponizing the power of government against his political opponent. And this is something that is being fueled by ideology and politics, not law, not justice. And Bill, when we take a look at what is happening, it's a breakdown of the rule of law. It's something where if I had told you that this would happen even 8 years ago, you would say, Craig, you're one of those conspiratorial nut jobs, because it sounds so outrageous to say that a local DA would manufacture and twist and do gymnastics with the law to come up with something that the Department of Justice already said was not a crime, that the Federal Election Commission said is not a crime. Of something where you've got a situation where somebody who ran on the issue of I'm going to get Trump, that's my political promise, a George Soros radically funded candidate who won because of George Soros socialist money, and he has a ideological agenda, and that's all that we need to know is that. This is not a case of, everyone's equal under the law and needs to be treated equally. That has nothing to do with this. This is unequal treatment.
Yeah, exactly. Bill, Craig, the bottom line of all this is that what they are stepping on is, like you said, the rule of law and a covenant that God made with his people. Okay? And this is what they're messing with. And yeah. I think they're going to rue the day here, because we can conjecture, we can say, you and I, gosh, Craig, I go back the years that we met, I think was back in, the first time we met was back in 08. We were doing a prophetic conference, and I may have met you right before then. But these are the things that we talked about. We could see the forecast. The Bible said, here's the writing on the wall. And we started seeing the signs and going, wow, we are getting close. And now here it is, because even then you say, okay, how do we get there back in 08 to here today, 2023? Well, we're seeing it, and what it is that the audacity of one party in particular, if you remember, that removed God from their platform, is a godless party. And so they're obliterating anything that has to do with God Almighty. And the Constitution and our Declaration of Independence, the founding of this nation, had everything to do with God. It was God's blessing upon the pilgrims, upon our founding fathers, to be a light unto a dark world. And our God that we serve is a just and righteous God. And he will not stand for this. I mean, we may not see it right now, and we may think, you know, Bragg and Nancy Pelosi and Schumer, they're all jumping up and down just like the demons did, you know, on that fateful Friday when they buried Jesus and they thought the party was over. Well, let them dance, let them jump up and down, because as we always know, Craig, is God gets the final word on this, doesn't he?
He absolutely does. And that's where our hope is. Our hope is in the fact that we serve a true and living God, that God is in control, that we can see things that are happening and it looks like it's out of control, but we have a God who is omnipotent. We have a God who is omniscient. We have a God who is able to take events and work them to the good. He takes the bad and work it to the good, just like Romans 8:28 says. Mm-hmm. Bill, I think one of the things we have to understand is we're dealing with what has been part of what Trump as an outsider, as a president, came in. From the very beginning, he was fighting against the establishment. And that's where this phrase, the deep state, came in, where the government was threatened, their power, their control, their ideology was threatened because Trump would not stand for it. Mm-hmm. And right now, what's happening is that the Democrats, the radical left, MoveOn.org, they're raising so much money for this upcoming campaign, whether Trump gets the nomination or not. They're raising money. They're getting volunteers. They're getting free publicity against Trump. They're hoping to get photos of Trump in handcuffs or a mugshot and send it out as a campaign issue. And they really don't care. They kind of hope that Trump gets nominated because they think that he might be the weakest candidate, so they don't care about that. And the fact is, this is something that is an abuse of power,
right?
A political end, and they have an agenda. So it's not like accidental. It's not like something that was not purposeful. It's got the backing of the Democrat Party, backing of Democrat politicians, backing of the left wing groups. They're all laughing and applauding this injustice.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that there's precedent here on all this, Craig, because it didn't fare well for the Republicans when they went after Bill Clinton, did it?
No, it did not. It did not. And it's not going to go well for them because everybody recognizes how corrupt this is. One of the problems we have is we have a broken judicial system. We have a grand jury in an area where 80% of the people voted for Biden. So they're not going to be pro-Trump. They're going to indict him. They have judges that were elected that are judicial activists, liberal left-wing judges that would love to put Trump in jail. But when you get to a judge that's going to be fair, Trump's not going to be indicted, found guilty. But, Bill, here's the sad part. This will be
15 seconds left. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, let's set that aside. We'll pick it up from there when we get back. He's the author, political commentator, speaker for Election Forum. Craig Huey continues with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Independent we are, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He is Craig Huey, the author, political commentator, speaker for Election Forum, publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, The Huey Report. Craig, as you and I were talking off air, we have something the other side does not have.
Yes.
We have the Creator himself, God Almighty, who ordained the United States of America, this great American idea. And what I'd like for you to do is to lead us into prayer that God's peace, his righteousness would reign throughout all this, because he is the ultimate sovereign judge in all this, isn't he?
is the judge, and you know what? He's vengeance is mine, says the Lord, not ours. And God is in control. And as we go before the true and living God to pray, as we go before God, whether we're driving or sitting or, you know, on our knees praying, this is what the people of God need to do.
Amen.
Instead of being fearful, instead of being filled with anger and heat, with feeling helpless and hopeless and willing to give up, we know that God is able to turn things around. And we know that the starting point of that turnaround is going before Jesus Christ and crying out and asking for help. And as we pray, Bill, I like to pray kind of based upon Isaiah 59:14. And basically what it says is this. The Word of God says, justice is driven back. Righteousness stands at a distance. Truth has stumbled in the streets. Honesty cannot enter. And this was written in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
People looked at injustice. They looked at tyranny. They looked at unfairness. And God had the victory. And right now, if everyone would just bow their hearts before God, and we're going to go before God and just pray, and I'm going to pray based upon Isaiah 59:14. Father God, we pray for justice to be not driven back and away from America, but for justice to reign in America. Lord, you founded our nation. Lord, you helped give us our Constitution. You helped give us our ability to have freedom. You gave us our ability to be the most prosperous nation in the world. You gave us the ability to be the nation that reached out to the hurting and broken worldwide with your word through missionaries and helping of the broken. And Lord, we pray for justice to be done here in the case. In this court case and with what's going on with Donald Trump. We pray, Lord, for righteousness to stand and to be what is part of America, that we see righteousness not only rule, but victory with righteousness. We see truth back, Father, that the lies, the misinformation, the terrible untruths that are being said, that the truth would come out, that the truth would reign, and God, that people would see through the politicization and weaponization of government. And Lord, we pray for honesty, not this injustice, for honesty, not dishonesty to reign. God, we pray that you would move in people's hearts. Father, that you would continue to use the revival going on in college campuses and in schools and in communities, that you would expand it. Lord, we pray that the Jesus Revolution movie and other movies would have a mighty impact, and that throughout the churches, pastors would stand up for the first time, maybe stand up and cry out for you to help turn America around. Lord, we thank you that you are able to do what we see as an impossible task, that you are able to give us hope because you are our hope, that God, you would be able to give us a nation that returns to our roots of honoring you and acknowledging you and knowing, God, that you, Lord, will have what is best for us and best for America. And so, Lord, I pray for every listener that, Lord, you would give them eyes to see and a hope and a vision of how they can, through prayer or phone calls, or helping candidates or voting, Lord, that they would be able to be active mobilizers, that those who be able, who are not going to church, to go to church, to be in fellowship, and be light and salt. And Lord, that this would be something that the evil that has been intended would turn out to be the spark that helps revival across America. And so, Lord, we just come to you humbly crying out, admitting, acknowledging our sins, acknowledging how we've turned our back on you, and that we need to have this complete transformation that only can come from you. And we praise you. We thank you for that. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
And I'm reminded, Craig, here of two things. The gates of heaven suffer violence. It is the righteous that take it by storm. Okay, it is a call for the righteous to come against the mobility, this movement of the evil one, an evil that wants to upend a covenant promise and commitment from Almighty God. And we pray that His will be done and His shalom peace would abound. His shalom peace and the idea of God's peace. What does that mean, Craig, when we pray God's peace?
I mean, you know, yeah, it's so powerful, Bill, because, you know, the peace that passes all understanding, that's what people need right now as they're feeling overwhelmed by this injustice. We need the peace of God that passes understanding for our nation to be not at war with one another, not with the division and disunity. We need to be able to be a people united, wanting to do what is right in the eyes of God.
Yeah.
We need to be able to have that peace that passes understanding among our judiciary, where they're not going to be ruling based upon politics and ideology, but upon truth and justice.
Amen.
And so it needs a lot of prayer. But you know what? Prayer is the most powerful weapon we have. More powerful than the vote booth, more powerful than writing a nasty letter, more powerful than saying, well, I'm not going to vote. You know? This is what we need to be able to do.
It's the weapons of our warfare. You know, we read about that, and we've been talking about this in the last couple of weeks, that we need to become proficient with said weapons, you know, and it starts with that belt of truth that we prayed from Isaiah. You've got to sit on that belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness that seals the good things in your heart that you contemplate and you meditate on that, those things that are righteous, the sandals of peace, that everywhere you go, everywhere your foot lands its ground, you claim that ground for Jesus and Jesus' peace that only Jesus can bring. And my old friend George Haddad, who passed away several years ago, he used to always say, peace means there's no loose ends. And, you know, think about that, that God has every detail set in motion. It's exact the way it's supposed to be according to His will. The shield of faith we must raise up right now to put out those fiery, lots of fiery darts flying around, especially in the political environment these days. So get ready. Use that shield of faith to block out those and blunt those fiery darts. The belt, the helmet of righteousness, okay? The helmet of righteousness that gives us a clear mind, gives us the mind of Christ. And, of course, the powerful of all these other weapons, they're all defensive. But the most powerful, as you said, Craig, is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That is the most powerful weapon that we can use against this evil that has been given place for this time. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, this opportunity to demonstrate God's grace, His mercy, His justice, and His love. Craig Huey, thank you so much. God bless.
Sponsored by Meta. It's important that people, especially young people, connect with others on social media in an environment where they feel safe. Instagram has launched many features to help. Quiet mode gives people more ways to focus and set healthier boundaries. Once enabled, people won't receive any notifications, their status will change, and Instagram will send an auto-reply to messages. Instagram prompts teens to turn on quiet mode, but it is available to everyone in the U.S. Dana Geldwert at Instagram.
Quiet mode gives teens another way to take time for themselves, like at night, while studying, and during school. We also send notifications encouraging teens to take regular breaks. We nudge them towards other types of content if they've been looking at the same topic for a while, And we have parental supervision features that let parents and teens navigate social media together. We'll continue to work closely with parents, experts, and policymakers on new features so teens can foster their relationships in a positive, supportive environment.
For more details, please visit familycenter.meta.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump was indicted by a Manhattan grand jury yesterday and is expected to turn himself in on Tuesday.
The U.S. Secret Service is now working out details with New York authorities about transporting former President Trump to Manhattan to face criminal charges. The law enforcement agency says it's working with state authorities and Trump's lawyers to provide for a safe surrender, and that its role is transportation and personal protection. They are not taking part in Trump's arrest. Trump has released a statement saying he's completely innocent. His lawyers and major Republican figures are calling his indictment a political attack. In New York, I'm Karen Sloan.
Turkey's parliament yesterday approved Finland's NATO membership, clearing the way for the Nordic country to join the alliance. Today is World Eiffel Tower Day, recognizing the Paris Monument. Lance Pryor, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
America, Bill Martinez with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, it's time for DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are we doing?
Great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. You know, the thought comes to mind here that the left, they're like comedians. If you notice, when comedians get, you know, they're losing the audience and they panic, they default to language, you know, the F word, all the coarse language comes out just to kind of, I don't know, center them or do whatever, maybe shock the audience and get a cheap laugh is the way I look at it. And the left, when they panic, you can always tell when they're losing the argument. They go back to the race card. Let's throw out implicit bias, even unconscious bias or whatever other theory that allows them to pull out this race card. Am I missing something, or is that the same thing you're saying?
No, you're absolutely right about that. And in fact, there are two comedians in a rowboat. One of the comedians falls out of the rowboat, and he's on the lake drowning. And he says to his friend, I'm dying out here. And his friend says, go dirty. So it's sort of the same concept.
Yeah, exactly.
But, but without the left, of course, and the left does it, and that is that they – you know, they play the race card, you know, about as often as a blackjack dealer in Vegas. I mean, every card they turn over is the race card. You know, you're looking for a joker in there, a king or a jack or an ace, but it's just a race card over and over. And, you know, they don't have much else to offer. They can't point to this economy as any great accomplishment as inflation continues to run rampant, as unemployment and layoffs increase and economic anxieties all across the country. Peace around the world, I don't know. I don't really think that's happening. China and Russia are, you know, best buddies now, so they can't point to anything overseas. So what do? They play the race card over and over and over again, and it's divisive. It's acrimonious. It's tearing the country to pieces, and I wish they'd stop, but I don't think they can any more than birds can stop flying.
All right, and they keep draining it to its last drop. Now we're at the level of unconscious bias. It's not even that it's implicit anymore. Now, DeRoy, we have unconscious bias.
Yeah, you've got implicit bias, unconscious bias, and so you think you're a decent, moral, upstanding person with friends of different races, and you don't feel yourself, if you're white, you don't feel yourself superior to anybody, and yet the left as well, you have unconscious bias that's, you know, deep down in there along with your, you know, childhood memories or whatever it might be. And I think what's amazing about that is that they can't find many examples of conscious bias, of obvious bias, of visible bias. So they're always running around trying to invent racism that doesn't exist, find it where it doesn't, where it, it doesn't happen to be, and blame people of engaging in racism for things that people would think are, you know, perfectly normal, like, you know, eating Mexican food when you're white, or, you know, celebrating Cinco de Mayo when you're not Hispanic, or whatever else it might be.
Exactly. And the thing that's amazing is that you can tell that they're so desperate because, for the most part, people hang around with their friends regardless of color, you know, and whether it's Cinco de Mayo or not, tacos for everybody. I mean, you know, we just keep on moving on. And meanwhile, they're less and less significant and irrelevant. And, or I should say, relevant. They're no longer relevant, and I think that's where the panic is setting in, just like a comedian that's losing their audience.
Yeah, you know, there was a case at Oberlin College a couple years ago. A young lady of Vietnamese background was upset and outraged because the school decided, hey, you know, let's serve these, I think they're called banh mi, I don't know if I said that correctly, sandwiches, which are sort of staple in Vietnam, and they used celery instead of lettuce or something like this, and she freaked out and said, oh my God, this is racist, how dare you, monsters, you inconsiderate people, and I thought, all right, well, you know, if that bothers you so much, how about going back to the mystery meat, the kind of stuff that I had when we were in school. We didn't have Vietnamese sandwiches, we had sloppy joes and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So they'll scream and yell about that kind of thing. There was another young lady at another school, I can't remember which it was, but she was walking by a classroom and she said, oh my God, there's a Ku Klux Klan meeting going on in there. So she contacted the school and said, I was walking on the way back to my dormitory, I looked in the classroom, there are these, you know, I saw, you know, hooded white hoods, and so, you know, there's a Klan meeting. So they'd investigate it, and the president of the school actually came out to reassure the students everything was okay. It turned out that what this young lady thought were white hoods over the heads of Klansmen actually was a microscope with a white cloth over to keep it from getting dirty. Now that's the Klansmen. It was a microscope covered with a white cloth. So there's this, you know, if you go around thinking that everybody's racist, everyone's racist, there's a Klansman or neo-Nazi around every corner, boy, you're going to see that. You know, if you're a hammer, everything you see is a nail. And
exactly.
People, unfortunately, by the left, have been taught since, you know, kindergarten or first grade, racism, 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 and consequently, you go through life, everywhere you turn around, you see racism, because that's, you know, those are the glasses they put on your face and, you know, kind of attached with duct tape. And unfortunately, I think a lot of members of minority groups, blacks in particular, go through life thinking there's racism everywhere because they've been trained to think that. And that's not a very healthy way for society to advance in the future.
Well, not at all. I mean, it is, it's debilitating. It's not very intellectual. And thank God, you know, some people have experienced enough of it, DeRoy, that they're rising above it and seeing it for what it is. You know, it's just like the old, you know, diversity. I say old, it's been around. It's so, you know, laborious, this idea, diversity, equity, inclusion. We've kind of reversed the last two to spell out DIE. So instead of diversity, equity, inclusion, is diversity, inclusion, equity, because that's what it is. It's death. It's death to people. It's death to ideas. Anything that, you know, resembles the greatness and the roots of this great country that you and I have grown up and enjoyed and we want to pass on to the next generation, we've got this movement and people are given way too much space and attention that are only debilitating and dumbing us down. They're not offering any kind of intellectual equivalent here.
No, they're not. And look, if the people are pushing the DIE, as you call it, spent their time saying, listen, can't we all be friends? Let's focus on what we share. Let's try to be unified. Let's focus on our common humanity, as Dr. Martin Luther King did. I'd say, great, keep it up. This is wonderful. But instead, you've got people like Robin DiAngelo. She's the author of White Fragility. She's one of the goddesses of the equity movement. Just March 1st, she was on a webinar. She said, quote, people of color need to get away from white people and have some community with each other. So right there, she's saying, okay, you know, let's not hold hands as brothers and sisters, but okay, white people you go over there, black people you go over there. Not a good look, shall we say. And then you've got this woman named Kalisa Wing. She's at the Pentagon. She was appointed to be the chief diversity officer of the Pentagon. And she said, this is back before she had this position, she said, this is an amazing quote, I'm exhausted by 99% of the white men in education and 95% of the white women. Where can I get a break from white nonsense for a while? Unbelievable. This is the woman who's supposed to be in the Pentagon trying to bring people together on an ethnic basis, and she has these kind of comments in her background. Imagine if Donald J. Trump had named somebody to that position who said, I'm exhausted by 99% of the black men in education, 95% of the black women. Where can I get a break from black nonsense for a while? How long do you think it would take before that guy was told or gal was told, okay, you need to clean out your desk and you'll be escorted off the premises at once? I'd say under 90 seconds. But instead, exactly. This woman is still there. She's still the Pentagon. She apparently has been given a new job, but she was not fired. She's not disciplined. No consequences, because this is completely in league with the left's attitude, which is rather than racial harmony, racial division, and racial acrimony.
Well, Robin DiAngelo, I mean, does she have no understanding of history in terms of, you know, blacks being on one side, whites being on been there, done that. It didn't work. We're going to forget about that. And the reason that the races have come together, because it works better. I mean, look at Major League Baseball, for example. All right, exclusively white for how many years? Then all of a sudden we start, you know, black people start coming into it, and the sport gets better and better because you got more people participating in it. And then it wasn't just the United States, it's around the world. We got people represented in professional sports from around the world, and they're bringing, you know, their asset and their advantage and raising the level for everybody else participating in the sports, whether it's basketball, baseball, football, go on down the line, right? Yep. But no, but let's just follow. Let's follow her again. This is so unintellectual, and I only say that because my dad would yell at me if I said stupid. But for some reason, I got to tell you, DeRoy, you know, that term seems to be coming out of my mouth more these days. Let's pause real quick. We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there on the other side. Okay.
All right.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Scott for Scots here. Ah, a good track can feed the soul. And while this might be music from the heavens, it's not gonna feed you long. If your yard needs some life, then you need Scott's Turf Builder. You just put it down once now, then again this summer to thicken your lawn and get it growing strong. Ooh, that's some lush lawn vibes right there.
Get a bag of Scott's Turf Builder today. It's guaranteed or your money back.
Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch continues with us. DeRoy, I had to go to a quick break. Sorry about that. So I want you to pick up and respond to what I said right before the break.
Oh, yeah. You said that this whole problem is unintellectual. I agree with that. That's a polite way of saying stupid. But it's entirely unnecessary. You know, if we were still in Birmingham in 1954 and Mississippi in 1962, then I'd say, yeah, maybe there's a need for this sort of thing, and we did knock people around kind of hard to make them understand, you know, that Jim Crow segregation is evil and it needs to be stomped out with all deliberate speed, as they used to say back then. But we live in a country where, you know, black people equal legally to everyone else. We have the 64 Civil Rights Act. We have the 65 Voting Rights Act. We've got civil rights bureaucracies in the Department of Justice, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Every state has similar agencies taking a look at this and trying to stamp out discrimination. And I think most people at this point either are not racist, or if they are, they at least know that if they open their big mouths, they're going to be in trouble. So they at least pretend to do the right thing for the most part. But you listen to the, as you say, diversity, inclusion, and equity, the DIE people, and, you know, they behave as if, Freedom Riders were on the run and being, killed by the Klan and stuffed into earthen dams and lynchings afoot and all this other sort of stuff. And in fact, Joe Biden said a couple weeks ago that, he said, yeah, I remember back in the 60s when lynchings were going on, black people were being lynched and hung from trees. And then he added, unbelievably, and there are people here who want that now. And I'm thinking, who on earth wants lynching? I'm not sure that David Duke advocates lynching at this point. Who wants lynching? And so there's this whole effort on the part of the left to keep pretending that Martin Luther King never lived and George Wallace never died. And they're trapped in amber in the late 50s in the Jim Crow South, and they will not let us escape from it. They will not let us focus on the fact that we've had a black president for not one four-year term, but two four-year terms. We had a black president in this country for 8 years. He remains very popular. His wife remains popular. There's some talk about her possibly running for president. We have a black man running the Pentagon, Lloyd Austin. We had two consecutive black secretaries of state, two consecutive black attorneys general, and then successful black people in business, in the arts, in sports, in science, in literature, in music, across the board, and Hispanics doing well, and people of Asian background doing well. You know, we're all trying to get along here.
Exactly.
And build a better country, and yet the left just keeps picking at this scab and trying to convince us that, you know, we're all living under Bull Connor and Orville Faubus, and they will not let go of that.
Right. It really is, and for some people, they're just lost
in that space. I don't know if you saw that recent episode of Finding Your Roots in Angela Davis, the Black Panther communist, who teaches that the United States was built by racist colonizers, found out that she had an ancestor who came to the U.S. on the Mayflower, and also discovered that she had two white grandparents. My good, the look on her face, DeRoy, with that revelation, it was like she wanted to run and go take a shower. She just could not, she couldn't handle it. Yeah.
No, she couldn't. I saw that clip, which is amazing, and she looks just crestfallen when she hears this news that she's a descendant of the Mayflower and that one of her ancestors was a slave owner. And, wow, she just looks crushed by this news. And this goes to show that when we're talking about these racial issues, when we're talking about reparations or anything else, you have a lot of people in this country who are, you know, of mixed background, and some of them may have had people who were pulling cotton out of the ground in the Deep South for free, for nothing, not getting paid for this, and they had ancestors who were there whipping them and making sure that they worked hard under the sun for no money. And so, you know, are we going to go treat someone like Angela Davis and say, okay, she lives in California, here's your $5 million in reparations, but we want half of it back because your great-great-great-great-great-grandpa was a slave owner? I mean, how are we going to sort this stuff out? And the fact is we can't. There's no way to do it. And so we really need to get beyond this relentless obsession the left has of staring, going down the highway while staring into the rearview mirror and not looking through the windshield as to where we're going, but looking in the rearview mirror as we were in the past. That's a really excellent recipe for smacking into an oak tree, and it's not a very good way to go forward and progress, as they like to. They love that word.
Well, the attraction of America from day one was this idea of unity, that we could come in and have an opportunity to develop into the best version of yourself. Was it all across the board? No, but we started. I mean, you could see inroads. You could begin to see this happening. Regardless of the color of your skin, as you said, I mean, the history is filled with examples of people of different, various colors and ethnicities being successful in this country. And as that happened, the magnetism, the pull of people to this country just got stronger and stronger. And that light on the shining hill, that light of hope, seemed to shine brighter until the left came in with their progressive ideas and have done everything they can since then, DeRoy, to try to snuff the light out. But fortunately, there are diehards like you and myself and others in this country that will not fall victim. We are not going to let that light of hope be, be put out, because it speaks to, you know, the depths of our soul and our humanity, to have an opportunity to be the best version of ourselves. And what other country can you do that?
You're absolutely right about this. And I tell people, look, rather than, you know, look backwards all the time at how terrible things were for blacks in the past and Hispanics as well, you know, let's focus on excellence. Let's focus on black success. You know, I like to use the phrase, black success matters. And yes, there were terrible things that happened in the past. There are probably some terrible things that happened today. But there are people who somehow overcome these challenges and prosper. You know, some of them, one example I love to give is E. Stanley O'Neill. E. Stanley O'Neill's, if I remember correctly, grandfather was a slave. I believe his father was a chauffeur. And E. Stanley O'Neill became chairman of Merrill Lynch. The O'Neill family went from slavery to the chairmanship of Merrill Lynch in two generations, and Stanley O'Neill's black, I should add. Wow, isn't that amazing? I don't think Robin DiAngelo and Abraham X. Kendi and all these other people who are the high priests and priestesses of diversity, inclusion, and equity want to talk about that. They're not interested in that, because that goes against the whole notion they have that America was born in slavery, rooted in evil, and barely has escaped the chains and the manacles of Dixie. And they want us to think that all that stuff is just 10 minutes away. And if we, you know, if we don't support them and support the left and vote Democrat, that out will come the manacles, and, you know, I'll be in chains and you probably will be too. So they don't want to hear about E. Stanley O'Neill. They don't want to hear about people like Kenneth Chenault, who was the chairman of American Express, a black man as chairman of American Express for, I think, about 20 or so years. I love to use the example of Berry Gordy. Back in 1958,
yes,
borrowed $800 from his family, started a little company called Motown Records, changed the world with his music. We still listen to that beautiful music, and that music helped
exactly
to integrate America. And they made money. He made Stevie Wonder and the Supremes, the Temptations, Four Tops, made all those people rich and famous and beloved. And he did that back in 1958, before the 64 Civil Rights Act and before the 65 Voting Rights Act and so on. So if he could do that then, while Jim Crow is alive and well, he wasn't in the South, he was in the North, but nonetheless, then what is the excuse for not at least trying now, rather than giving up and saying, well, Whitey's in control, I'll never make it, I'm just going to give up. And if you're a little black boy or black girl, age 8, 9, 10, and you hear, you know, it's a rigged system, you're not going to make it, the white man's going to hold you down, why bother to do your homework? Why come to class?
Mm-hmm.
Why open your book?
Exactly.
Why not just, you know, hang out on the street corner, join a gang, and, you know, do drugs and engage in violence and, you know, expect for the police to shoot you at age 21 before your 21st birthday, which is the whole Black Lives Matter narrative. This is extremely destructive stuff, and you and I are old enough not to be affected by it. But if you and I were in second, third, fourth grade hearing this all the time, we'd probably say, you know what, let's just ditch class. There's no point studying. It gets us nowhere.
Exactly.
What an awful,
well, that's what I agree for. I agree,
yeah,
for these young kids. You're exactly right. You know, Dr. Ben Carson, I mean, look at the odds. Being raised by a single mom with what did she have? Barely a third grade education level?
In
and what she
Baltimore
did with her two sons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What did she do with her two sons?
The premier juvenile neurosurgeon in America, presidential candidate and a member of the United States cabinet. Not bad, mm-hmm, for a poor black guy with growing up in a single mom home in the slums of Baltimore.
Yeah, amazing. And those are the kind of stories that need to be celebrated, that these young kids should hear, that the possibilities that this great country offers. But, you know, you've got the progressive left that is doing everything they can to destroy this, to make us a one world government, and to mediocritize, unionize our own mentality to such a way that it just makes us all mediocre. And I tell you, I resist that. To me, it is it's galling. It's like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction, and that screech, it just stiffens my backbone.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's all over the place. And I talk to white friends of mine who are professionals. They're in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. And some of them have to sit in these conference rooms. I got a friend of mine I talked to a couple of weeks ago. He's a professional here in Manhattan. He says once a month they have one of these diversity counselors come in. And he says for about an hour or two they sit there and basically tell all the white people how terrible they are. And the black people are victims. And he sits there. He's a white guy. He sits there, rolls his eyes. He says, okay, I guess it's, you know, it's beat up on the white guy day at his office. And I said, why don't you stand up and say, look, I have black friends and I'm not a racist. Oh, he said, if I did that, I'd be fired. I just sit there quietly and take it. You know, how does that make race relations any better? How does that make him want to think, hey, I've got two tickets to the Yankees, I'll invite a black friend. I think maybe I'll just invite a white friend and avoid the trouble. This is not healthy. This is how you tear a country to pieces, which is exactly the point. These are cultural Marxists. They don't want peace and harmony. They want tension, revolution, and eventually a Marxist state, which is the entire rationale for this evil cancer that these people are pumping throughout the American body politic.
Very well summarized. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Thanks very much.
Next week, same time?
Next week, let's see, should be a Wednesday.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of